brought to you by Penguin.
The Ballroom Girls by Jenny Holmes, read by Claire Story. Chapter 1. June 1942. Would you like to go on the waltzes or the Ferris wheel? Pearl Scott offered her little sister the choice. 8-year-old Elsie made a beeline for the teacup-shaped waltzes. She scampered ahead in her bright yellow summer dress and white ankle socks, ignoring screeches from riders on Blackpool's Big Dipper and weaving through the long queue for the ghost train, dashing up the wide wooden steps to her favourite ride. The waltzes it is, Pearl smiled to herself. Today was Elsie's birthday, and with present money burning a hole in her pocket, the world was her oyster. Pearl joined her at the entrance to the ride. Music blared through the loud speakers, along with the familiar cry, "Scream if you want to go faster!" Bernie Green worked the rides as girls screamed blue murder. He grabbed the backs of each waltzer in turn and spun them mightily. More screams, more glee, as dizziness descended. Bernie winked at Pearl and Elsie waiting on the platform as the carriages whizzed by. "What's up?" he yelled over the racket. "Today is her birthday," Pearl mouthed. She and Bernie had grown up together. They'd played in the back streets of the town, the narrow ones that backed onto the tower, squeezed in between the famous seafront attraction and a bustling open-air market, where Pearl had been regarded as one of the lads, a tomboy who could hit a cricket ball for six with the best of them. Bernie was like a brother to her, a quick-witted charmer who could talk himself out of any hole he found himself in. "When is it our turn?" Elsie fidgeted at the edge of the ride, tilting her freckled face up at Pearl and clutching the threepenny bit that would pay for her treat. "Faster," blared the tinny voice over the tannoy. "Yes," strangled cries hovered on the cusp between delight and terror. Bernie spun the teacups and grinned at Pearl as he sped by again. Round and round, with heads and shoulders pushed back against the seats by centrifugal force, riders gripped the safety bar until their knuckles turned white. "When?" Elsie demanded. "Soon," Pearl promised. And lo, the tannoy fell silent and the roundabout slowed. The music faded. Bernie helped windswept, groggy customers back onto terra firma, then extended his hand to Elsie. "Happy birthday, little'un," he told her as he settled her and Pearl into their waltzer, and they strapped themselves in. "Hold on to your hats," he warned. "We're not wearing hats," literal-minded Elsie protested. Pearl grinned. She was glad she'd squeezed in this trip to the pleasure beach after finishing her afternoon stint at her mother's fish and chip stall and before joining a gaggle of girlfriends for a jolly night of ballroom dancing at the tower. True, it meant she wouldn't have many minutes to get dolled up back home in Empire Street. A quick change from casual slacks into skirt and frilly blouse before running a comb through her dark hair, mercifully short and easy to manage, then a slick of lipstick and a pat of rouge. Tonight, Pearl and her gang would enjoy the lavish surroundings of the Tower Ballroom. No common or garden backstreet palace for them, tar very much. "Ready?" Pearl asked the birthday girl. "Sit back and hold tight." Elsie's eyes gleamed with excitement. A hurdy-gurdy tune struck up and the ride eased into action. Bernie wove between the teacups, setting them spinning, flirting with the girls, bending over to tell a quick joke to one of his fairground pals. He looked relaxed in his open-necked white shirt and dark blue trousers. As the ride gathered speed, he approached Elsie and Pearl's waltzer. "Now then, birthday girl." "Will you spin us really, really fast?" Elsie pleaded. "Fast as you like," he agreed with an exaggerated wink. "You want to watch out," Pearl warned him. "Your face'll get stuck in that position."
"Yeah, yeah."
Bernie set them off, spinning. "What you doing later?" He threw a casual question at Pearl. "I'm going dancing at the tower. What about you? Do you fancy—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?